I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
The three things you need to know this hour. First,
for the first time ever, Murray High School students will be charged $5 to get into a football game so the district can repair the damage done at the school. Murray School District hasn't disclosed how much money the devious Lex trends cost them, but they say paying to get into a dance or other activities isn't off the table. I'm KSL News Radio's Carol Hoffelmeyer.
Second, 14 people were injured. Two are dead after a gunman opened fire at a Kroger in Tennessee. The gunman is one of the two people killed. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Really heavy delays tonight for Davis County drivers northbound I-15 between Burton Lane and Farmington all the way up to Hill Air Force Base. Highway 89, not much better. You're going to see it just packed in and slow. And that's really as you go through Layton all the way up to I-84. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today with temperatures in the 70s, but the 80s are just around the corner. I'm Kevin Eubank.
58 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Police in Collierville, Tennessee are investigating a deadly grocery store shooting. Chief Dale Lane.
Right now we're working a crime scene, very significant one. Several, tens of thousands of square feet crime scene.
One person was killed, 14 were hurt. The suspect was found dead in the store of a suspected self-inflicted gunshot. An independent CDC advisory panel has voted to recommend a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for people 65 and older, residents of long-term care facilities, and adults with underlying medical conditions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Taliban must keep its promises.
Any legitimacy or support that might flow to the Taliban depends on them meeting commitments they've made in key areas, all of which are enshrined in a recent UN Security Council resolution.
He told the UN General Assembly that means forming an inclusive and humane government. The FBI has issued an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie, the Florida man, the boyfriend of Gabby Petito. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Moab City will have an outside agency investigate its police department's response to that reported fight between Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie back on August 12th. Chris Burbank, former Salt Lake City police chief, says what we know and don't about Gabby and Brian's fight complicates things.
The challenge that you have in any sort of domestic situation, right, is you have an obligation under the law to separate people. But then at that point, if you can demonstrate that some sort of violence has taken place, you issue a no contact in this state. But even then, the victim can waive that and say, nope, I don't want that. I'm waiving that so that they can be together. And so there's a little bit of a challenge there, which I don't know that we capture the whole thing.
Moab City says there are clear standards for police officers during these domestic incidents. Burbank says the policies can vary across the country, but Utah's are pretty good.
One of the tightest things that this state has done, and pretty much across the country, is domestic violence policy. Not too long ago, when I began my career, oftentimes you have officers show up and they just say, hey, you two knock it off, and they'd walk away. Now there's some obligation, there's some reporting obligations, there's a paper trail, there's some arrest obligations. That has tightened that up to where we are probably better in domestic violence situations than almost any other situation that you see in policing.
That being said, despite the investigation, Moab City is not aware of any issues with the response right now. Burbank says the review is very important, even if they don't think anything is wrong.
They're going to look at the specific incident, the documents, the videos, recording, whatever there is that exists. They're going to look at that, and they're going to look at it from the eye of policy. Here is the Moab policy. Did they follow the policy that was outlined? And then in the case of domestic violence, you've got state law that comes in and plays into this. Did they follow the state law? Now, one of the things that I think is most important and where we fail to do time and time again is because we all get caught up in this one incident. We all want to look at that 30 seconds or that 5 minutes or whatever it is and evaluate that and say, yes, they did right or wrong. The bigger question is, historically, have we done right or wrong?
He says it makes the organization better by looking at how a department has responded historically instead of in one instance. That's former Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank there, and you've been listening to the In-Depth. Triple Team Traffic Now are brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, what's going on?
Delays continue. They're persistent as you're traveling southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County between Murray at 4500 South to 90th South. Northbound I-15, a little bit of heavy and slow traffic in Draper approaching Bangor Highway. And we're also still seeing a little bit of heavy and slow traffic on the 201. This is westbound from just before Redwood, almost to Bangor Highway, and southbound on the West Belt, heavy and slow between I-80 and 2100 South. Michelle?
We have delays southbound I-15 from Lehigh's Main Street down into Linden. If you're headed southbound, on the flip side, we're also seeing some big slowdowns. KSL traffic trooper telling us that we're down to one lane headed northbound. This is between Spring Lake and Benjamin area. And again, for drivers up in Summit County, we have unusual slowdowns. This is northbound Highway 40 due to construction as you're approaching Silver Summit. Steve?
And delays continue on northbound 15 in Davis County right now from Kaysville up to Clearfield. Got a new crash in the mix at Antelope Drive. That's on the right shoulder. Keep an eye out for that. Southbound 15 sluggish between I-84 at the split down into Sunset. Northbound 89 still packed in from Oak Hills Drive up to I-84. And a couple of crashes in Weber County still on the schedule there, still on the UDOT website. Eastbound Riverdale Road at 1500 West, and also a crash on westbound Midland Drive at 1900 West, Weber County, on the right shoulder. Enjoy German food and music every Saturday and Sunday at Snowbird's Oktoberfest. Learn more at snowbird.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the start of the 7-day forecast, pretty nice. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures upper 70s. We'll get tons of sunshine as we head through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. High temperatures in the low to mid 80s. We'll keep the sunshine for the first half of next week, but by Wednesday, we look like a storm comes in, significantly cooler by Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for some rain. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We could enjoy this weather through the weekend. It's 78 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
KC's mom has got it going on. KC's mom has got it going on. KC's mom has got it going on. She's all I want.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Troy, I beat S'more Summer. You're welcome.
What's S'more Summer, and why do you look so terrible?
A legend that if you eat more s'mores in one day than there are days of summer, you get 2 more weeks of summer weather.
So it's some weird Groundhog Day challenge, then.
With more dry heaving, some not so dry.
How many days of summer are there again?
92.
You ate 92 s'mores?
Look, if I have to Stay Puft stuff myself to get us even one extra hour of camping season, I'll die trying.
It's a lot easier to extend your camping season if you just take an RV. Payments start as low as $145 OAC on select RVs.
Just make sure the cause of death is smoverdose.
Smoron. Celebrate summer forever at Bish's RV. Right now, it's easier than ever to extend your summer fun with fall camping in an RV. Get payments starting as low as $145 per month on select RVs and no payments for 90 days on approved credit. And extra value added on top of every trade. Only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
Well, summer's here. The birds are chirping, the sun is shining, and you want more than anything to get outside and get active. But that creaking and occasional pop you're hearing has been holding you back. Hips, elbows, and ankles. It's always something, isn't it? As everyone gets back to doing the things they love, your hips, elbows, and ankles shouldn't be preventing you from enjoying your life with the people who matter most. leave your joint pain behind. Visit the Active Joint Institute. They specialize in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. So get back to playing in the yard with your grandkids, get back to golf, tennis, or pickleball with your friends. Get back to the active lifestyle you love, pain-free. Learn more about your hip, elbow, and ankle pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
If you've been holding off buying a suit, now's the time at Mr. Mac. Get the right suit at the right price for any occasion. Check our locations online at MrMac.com.
Wall Street today, the Dow is up 506 points. The S&P gained 53. The NASDAQ was up 155. Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's Mitch Harper.
2 years ago, BYU football traveled to Tampa to take on a struggling USF team. BYU was a favorite, but came away with a shocking defeat. BYU is a sizable favorite again. They aren't taking the Bulls lightly this time around.
Different staff, a lot of same players on our team and there, so there's definite memories of that game. So you recap some of it. So we know the game, we know the personnel, a little bit different scheme from them, but we see the athleticism and speed and the talent on their team.
BYU and USF kick off at 8:15 p.m. on Saturday, with pregame coverage beginning at 6 here on KSL. And for exclusive interviews leading up to the matchup, subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast on kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.